And his out-of-town checks with our theme Musicians Come and Play means it's time for another edition of our Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM, and it is program number 430 in that continuing series. As you're listening to your dependable neighbor for all of central Minnesota, KASM Albany, 1150 AM, KDDG Albany, 105.5 HD2, 107.7 on your FM dial, streaming on the World Wide Web at mychasm.com. We're at 81 degrees. We are at 12 minutes before the hour of 12 noon. We have our guest on the line. We're going to bring her in and say good morning to Joyce Mouse. Good morning, Joyce. How are you?
Good morning, Si. I'm fine. How about you?
Well, we're doing well. You bet. It's a beautiful morning here in Chasmland, a little on the toasty side, but the sun is shining and we got some rain. How'd you guys do? Did you get some rain last night?
We got some rain. I think my son said about an inch.
Oh, really?
And then about a couple of days ago, then we had another inch, a little over an inch, so we're lucky.
Yeah, things are looking pretty good this year compared to some years. Boy, we're burning up this time of the year. This year is looking pretty good around here, huh?
Yes, everything is green and really pretty.
It is, and it makes people happy. You know, you just can tell when you talk to people. Usually it's the weather that we all pick on or complain about. And there's a few little pockets that haven't been getting rain. But for the most part, if you get skipped one time, you get it the next time. And so it's all been good so far this year, huh?
That's right.
You bet.
Yep.
Well, Joyce, we thank you for joining us again this morning. I did the promo last week, and somehow I had one of those brain aneurysm things, you know, where I was thinking that it was 10 years since Gilly passed away, but it was 12 years already, huh?
It's 12 years.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Yes. And
on your birthday.
Yes.
Birthday,
yeah, well, thank you, Joyce. Thank you. Yes, that was a bittersweet one that day. I was so happy, and everything was going along great. And actually, I didn't get the call till the day after on the 13th. But, oh, man, that was just a series of events. And maybe we'll go through that in just a minute. But you're playing these days. You're doing well. Playing with Jerry Biersbach. You guys are doing really well.
Yes. Yep. I don't like to say I'm lucky. I'm blessed.
You're blessed. Absolutely. That is so good. And you know, it's such a tragic or hard thing to say, but it really does come down to life is for the living. You know, it was not your choice or Gilly's choice that he be taken so young, but
No. The
good Lord does those things. And the fact is, we remain, and he wants us to keep going, and Gilly would want it that way too, right?
Yes. Sometimes it's not the good Lord that plans it like that. Sometimes it happens, you know, with
yeah.
our health.
Yeah.
You know, it's just the way it is.
Absolutely.
Know.
Well,
yeah.
Well, going back in time, Joyce, and a lot of people know you, but there's always that handful that say, now, who is this gal? Who is she? Where were you born and raised? Who were you when you were born and raised?
I was born in Little Falls, in Little Falls, Minnesota, and I had my mom and dad, Edith and Sven Olson. I was an Olson. I was a Swede.
Uh-huh.
I still am a Swede.
Okay.
And they were wonderful mom and dad, and they're both gone. Dad's been gone since 1999, and mom has been gone since 2008.
Okay.
And they were wonderful.
Bunch of brothers and sisters, or just you, or?
Oh, no, there was eight of us. Mom had about three different families, mom and dad. They had four, and then they had two, and then they had me, and then they had another one after that, little Debbie, but she passed away just a few weeks after she was born with heart issues.
Oh, okay.
And so I was the last one. I always told Dad I must have been a mistake, and he said, oh no, babe, you were never a mistake.
Oh, that's wonderful. So Little Falls area, that's where you grew up and went to school?
Yes. Yep, I went to school and graduated from Little Falls High School.
So you were a Flyer.
Yeah, I was a Flyer.
Little Falls Flyer. Okay, well, good. And so then you're traveling along through life, and you started, learning piano?
No, I learned guitar.
Guitar.
I learned how to play the guitar, and then I mainly just did it for myself, you know, to play and sing, because I love to sing. So I had an instrument there that I could play along and sing, and always sang for mom, and she always said I sounded so wonderful. So she was my best fan, you know.
Isn't that wonderful when parents are so supportive? I had the same thing. My mother, she'd actually let me get out of dishes if I would practice the concertina. So, and it took a little while, but after a time, pretty soon you did the dishes and you still practiced because you wanted to. So.
There you go.
But parents are smart in that way. They know how to encourage you, and so you had good ones. Well, where did you take lessons again?
I took lessons from Sue Kleiber for about a year.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, Sue said she couldn't teach me no more, so I said, well, that was good. I also babysat for her, so then she said she was quitting. She played with Country Polketeers, and she was quitting, and she said, you should take my place. And I said, that's not going to happen. I said, I'm not going to do that.
Yep.
I just don't think I can do that. And I'll be darned. She told Gilly about me, and then he came over, and he asked me, and I said, I just don't think I can do it. And he said, well, you'll never know unless you try. And so I tried 1973, October 7th in 1973.
Is that right? That was the first job?
Yep, that was the first job. I couldn't play the whole job because I didn't know enough.
Uh-huh.
And we played at the Pierce Funhouse. Then it was the Funhouse, and we played for a wedding.
Okay.
And so I probably played half the night, but you know what? They didn't even care.
Oh, who was all on the band back in those days?
Ernie Marsick and Johnny Rowell and Noel Meyer and myself.
Oh, okay. Yep. Okay. And everybody so young back then. I mean, what year was that, did you say, 1973?
Yes, 1973. Yeah.
Oh, my. So Gilly was, what, maybe in his 30s at that time?
Oh, no. I graduated in 75.
Oh, okay.
So I was.
Oh,
really
my.
Young.
Yeah. You were in high school yet then?
Yes. Yep.
Okay, and Gilly was only 20s then, probably.
Yeah, he was in the middle 20s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. And boy, back when you're in your 20s, then the fingers, all of the fingers still move, huh?
Right. Everything moves because then you're limber and you don't ache and pain.
Yep, and the reflexes are sharp and your brain, you think, and so, yeah, those were really good days. And so, now, Gilly had played prior to that. He had played with Laverne and the Starlights and some other bands, too, didn't he?
Oh, yeah. Yep, he used to fill in for, even with the Walls of Tears and Jolly Fisherman and Donnie Sarah and Henry Stockard and, yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
And then one day he decided that it was time to start his own band, huh?
Yeah, he decided, and then when he decided to do that, well, then Johnny Rao followed him up, and Ernie Marchick followed him up, and so did Noel Meyer.
Oh, okay, so, sure, yeah.
So they had their band.
Yeah. And so then Joyce got into the band, and, well, you were playing for a while, and all of a sudden you guys started dating, and pretty soon it was time to get married, huh?
Yeah, 1976. 76.
Good for you.
January 10th. Yep, yep. January 10th on a very wintry day, but it was still very pretty.
Uh-huh. Well, that was neat. And so then things just kept growing. The Country Polketeers, you guys were farming on the farm. Life was just traveling right along, having kids.
Yes. Yeah, we have five wonderful children.
Uh-huh.
And when Gilly passed, we had six grandchildren, but now we have 13.
Oh, doubled already. Wow. Yeah.
And something that I don't feel that old, but I'm going to have a great one, a great grandchild in October.
Oh, my. Oh, my. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they say if you start early, then things can happen. And then if you have a little luck along the way that, you know, you can stick around here for a while, then you might even be great, great, or who knows where it'll end. So that's good. You bet.
Yes. Yes.
Well, you had some good years, some good times with the Country Polketeers. What was it, 35 years?
Yeah, 38.
Yeah.
Yeah, when Gilly passed, it was 38 years. Yeah.
Okay, yep. The last recording you had was 35 years of Country Polketeers, and you had some fun making those recordings over time, huh?
Oh, yes. We had, I think the best ones were probably the Oh Yeah and then the 35 years.
Yep, yep. Those are...
Yeah, felt more relaxed, you know, and...
Yeah.
And, yep, it was good.
And the other one of the other ones that you did was the gospel one with Gilly's sister
Margaret.
Yeah. And that one we use a lot here for inspirational music. So
awesome.
Yeah, some really, really good recordings there. And we're going to hear music by the Country Polketeers after we're done with the interview. So yeah. And it's just hard to believe that the years have gone by and yet still keep on going. We'll talk more in just a moment. We've reached 12 o'clock here in central Minnesota. Time to read the ad for our sponsor, the St. Joe Meat Market. And then we'll come back to you, Joyce, if that's all right.
Sure, Si. Thank you.
All righty. So the St. Joe Meat Market, the home of fresh meats and award-winning sausages, reminding you that the summer season is in full swing and it's always a great time for family outings, get-togethers, and summer picnics. Stop in and pick up some brats, burgers, and hot dogs for on the grill. Also in the fresh meats counter are fresh-cut beefsteaks, pork steaks, and pork chops, fresh chicken, all so delicious on the grill. Check out our marinated chicken and pork. These value-added products are especially good on the grill, also flavorful and juicy. The brat of the week this week is another very popular brat, the smoked maple with wild rice brat. Starting with a nice blend of pork and beef with maple syrup and wild rice added, seasoned to perfection. Stock up with plenty for when family and friends drop by. As always, you can take 30 cents off each package at the checkout counter. All week long, unlimited quantities. The St. Joe Meat Market is open daily, Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., Saturdays until 5, closed on Sunday. For more in-store specials, like us on Facebook, look for us on the web, www.stjosephmeatmarket.com, or you can always call 320-363-4913, and that's the St. Joe Meat Market. Joyce, for being our guest on the show, and you've been here before, you know how it works. We've got a nice meat package put up for you at the meat market. We'll get that over to you and hope that you and those around you enjoy it in good health. How's that worked out for you?
Thank you very much, Si. It's very good. I share it with the family.
Well, that's wonderful. That is great. So, take us back to 2010, July 12th. That, actually, back up a day. The last job that the Country Polketeers played was on Sunday afternoon, June 11th.
Yeah, it was June 11th, yes, and on not June 11th.
Oh.
No,
July. I'm sorry, I got my months mixed up. July 11th.
Yeah, it was actually July 9th because Gilly died on the 10th.
Okay.
No, he died on the 12th. I'm sorry,
yeah.
I'm confused. It was died. The time goes by so fast, I can't keep up myself.
Exactly. Yeah. So it would have been Sunday, July 11th, that you guys were playing at the Falls Ballroom And it was Dave Larson, one of your musicians. It was their anniversary, huh?
Yep, it was his 50th anniversary, and we played for his anniversary that day, and we had a good time. Matter of fact, and when it was all done, Gilly, he said, "Can't we? Isn't there any place else we can go to play?" And I said, "I don't think nobody else wants us." I said, "I think we're done." But yeah, he had a very good day. But other people have told me since then that, you know, he said he didn't feel good. And he was having trouble with his heart.
Okay.
And I guess the reason he never told me is because he knew he would, you know, he'd get me all nerved up and excited, you know, so
sure.
He didn't tell me.
Yeah.
And, but he told other people, and he said he'd have to go see the doctor because he was having troubles with his heart.
Sure.
So, but he had a good day. We played. He wanted to go play someplace else. And he was talking to the owner, the new owner, Will, and he was talking to him. And matter of fact, we set up quite a few dates on Sundays to play there.
Sure.
We had about 4 dates that he already set up. After we ate supper, and then we went home, and he went out to check the fields and check all the corn and see how it was coming. And he came back, and he said, I called my brother up. He talked to his brother Warner, and they didn't, it was just kind of funny how everything fell in, you know, that he talked to him. And then the next morning he got up. He had a rough night, though. He had a rough night. It wasn't a good night. And then he got up, and he, about 4:30, and he was had to take some, he had owned GM tent rental, and he had to take some tents down. And he said, I think I have to sell them. He said, I have to look into selling them, because he said, I won't be able to handle them for another year, which I thought was different, because you know, he never expressed that to me before. And so then he said, I told him, I said, well, why don't you stay back and go to the doctor, and have the 2 boys that he had were awesome, and have them take him down. He said, no, that's my business, my job. He said, I gotta go with and help. So then he went at about 5 in the morning, and the boys went with them. And but then I heard after everything was done, I heard that, you know, he did have a rough day. He stayed in the truck sometimes just to take a break, and the boys, you know, told him to do that. And but when he came home at 5:30, 5:45, he said everything went so well and everybody was so happy, and that made him happy, of course. You know, because they had a good doings, you know, there, and they were happy with the tents and all.
Sure.
So he was just very happy.
Yeah, and he was always a little bit of an instigator, because he called you then, huh?
He called me. Yeah, sure. He liked to play jokes on me, and he called me, and then and he said, you know, that he was. I worried about him all day because I knew he didn't feel good.
Yeah.
But I was a wreck all day. But when he called me, he said, I'm real close. I said, where are you? He said, I'm very close. And I said, well, how close is that? Is it Piers or?
Yeah.
He said, no, I'm closer than that. And I said, well, where's that? He said, well, I'm sitting in the driveway.
Oh.
So then he came in, and then we talked, and he, like I said, he was very happy. That's all I can say. He was just happy.
Mm-hmm.
He just had a good, good outlook.
Sure.
On, you know, what happened that day. So
nice.
So God blessed him.
Yeah.
God blessed him with that happiness.
Yeah.
You know.
And so you guys had supper then?
No. Well, he had bought me a sub, and I was making, because I was going on a retreat in Buffalo with my sister.
Oh, okay.
And just like I did on the 12th this year, I go every year now. It's been about 10 years for me.
Okay.
And I was going on a retreat, and I thought it was weird that he never asked me what time I was leaving or what time, you know, when I was coming back, or he never asked me no questions about that at all.
Okay.
And I thought that was very strange because, you know, but I even told him, and then I was making some stuff that he could just warm up because he wasn't much of a cook. He could make egg sandwiches, and that's about it.
Okay, okay.
So I was making him some food that he could just warm up, you know, for himself. And then he asked me if I had made him an angel food cake, and I didn't frost it. It was just sitting there. And I had made him something, and he asked me if he could have some of that. And it was ham and potatoes. I had, you know, cream for him, and he said, that's some good shit.
Oh, sounds like Gilly.
And I said, I think that's a compliment. Thank you.
Yeah, yeah.
And then he asked me if he could have a piece of angel food, and I said, no, not now, because it's up. I mean, it's nighttime. It's close to bed. I said, it's not good for you to. I said, if I'd have known what was going to happen, I'd have let him eat the whole thing.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. Oh, so then he went off to bed, and that's where he had the heart attack, huh?
Oh, yeah. He was just, you know, he just walked across the floor. I was talking to my sister, who I was going to go with to the retreat, and he walked across the floor, and he went into bed, and that was it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
So God blessed him. It was a good day, you know what I'm saying? God blessed us, you know, with some satisfaction. He had a good day. So.
Yeah. How old was Gilly when he passed?
He's 63.
He was 63. My goodness. Yeah. Yeah.
Yep. Yep. Too young.
It is way too young. And in our opinion, God had a different idea. So, I mean, we can't argue with that. The decision is final. When he calls, we have to go. So.
Yes,
yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. And you know, I'm sure Gilly would probably say it. I know my dad said it many times, and I've heard a lot of other people say, if I can go quickly rather than lay around in a nursing home, so many people pray to die and they can't. And here, boom, they're busy working all day long, and boom, just like that, they're gone. And I get, you know, it's better for them, but it's hard on those of us that stay behind.
Yes. Very much so.
Yep.
As I look at it, he went out in honor.
Yeah,
you know,
he did.
He went out.
He
yep.
did.
Yep,
well,
he didn't have to say goodbye or nothing. He just went.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. And he was still busy at that time. He was still helping out on the farm, still booking dance jobs, still playing. And I had seen him not that long before that. And he was looking for music. He was working on different songs and things. So, I mean... Always looking forward, so.
Yeah, right. He loved talking to you. He loved talking about music and all that stuff. He loved that.
Oh, if I had, you know, and I say this so often with musicians that have gotten away on me, but I never had Gilly on this program because, of course, he died before this program started. We started this in 2013. He passed in 2010. Yeah. But, well, what a wonderful guest he would have been, too. I mean,
yeah.
The experience and the music that guy knew and played, and he was so looked up to by fellow musicians. You know, it was just awesome.
Yeah, that was he would have loved talking to you. You probably wouldn't have got off the radio.
Well, I have that trouble with a lot of musicians. We kind of run over sometimes, and that's okay. They give us a long leash here at Chasm, so we appreciate that. So, but as you look back, the years must have just flown by, even though it was 38 years, huh?
Oh, my God, yeah. I just don't know where they go. And now I look at my grandkids and how big they are, and oh, my goodness, how, you know, things change. Things change constantly.
You bet.
Yep.
Some of your favorite memories of the Country Polka Tears, dance jobs, places that you played, can you share a couple of those with us?
Oh, yeah, we played, you know, so many of them polka masses that were very special.
Mm-hmm.
in many areas, and in many areas. And then we played the times that we went to Badet and had our polka fest. I just talked to I was thinking about Rosie and, you know, Jerry Hansen, the one that put the Oktoberfest on.
Mm-hmm.
And Jerry has passed, you know, in 2017, he passed away, but Rosie's 80, I think she said she's 83, I think, or 84. And she's, you know, she still sounds good, you know, and she was happy to hear from me. And we got a lot of good memories, a lot of good people that went with us, you know, two busfuls.
Every year you would do that, yeah.
Yeah, 90 people about, you know, and we always tease because I had a bus and Gilly had a bus.
Okay.
And we put on the out of the door, we put Joyce's bus, we put Gilly's bus. And then Gilly would say, you know, he'd add up all the costs, you know, and what it costs, you know, because we had alcohol on there. And,
sure.
You know, we brought some snacks and stuff, and he'd add that up, and then he'd say, How come your bus is more, you take more alcohol, you're more spendy.
Oh.
And I said, how do I know? I don't know. I must have more people that like to drink. I don't know.
Oh, that sounds like Gilly. Yep, he would always be instigating.
Yeah, he was something else.
You bet. Well, we're running down on time. I don't remember what you've told us in the past, but is there a certain memory or a certain something that sticks out in your mind as you look back over your career with the Country Polketeers or anything?
I think I was blessed with knowing the people that I was, you know, was associated with the Polketeers. I was blessed with playing music for all the fine people, all the very, very fine people that, you know, that loved us. And I was blessed just being married to Gilly.
Yes. I would have to endorse that as well. He was such a patient man. The times that we came out to dances, he was so respectful to you. And you guys just looked like a team up there. All the musicians, he really looked like he cared for his musicians. And, of course, in the later years, it was your own children. It was Jenny and Jim that were playing quite frequently with you, and along with Dave and Johnny on the tuba, Jack Hepke. So, you guys were a tight-knit group. It was just fun to watch.
Yeah, he really enjoyed having the kids play with us, and he enjoyed all the kids. I remember we played in that Saturday, we played at Holingfort, St. Mary's Church, and he told Jim, he said, whatever you do, he said, keep up the drumming because you're a wonderful, awesome drummer.
Well, that's great.
And so I said, you know, they got memories. They got good memories.
Yes, absolutely. And
so
when Gilly passed, did you play any more after that?
No, I know that, you know, people would say, well, you know, you could start up or you could do, you know, they just couldn't, how do you say, they couldn't just realize that it
was over.
It took more, you know, it took more than just us.
Yeah.
You know, it took a leader. It took a leader and the concertina as a lead instrument. And you needed we were used to each other.
Yes.
You know.
Yeah.
And when you lose that, it's just like when you lose a mate.
That's right.
Well, you're used to each other, and so it takes a long time for that to get better.
Yeah.
So I just felt no. The Polketeers were the Polketeers.
Yeah.
They were what they were, and so I didn't. I was very, like I said, I was blessed enough to get back into my singing that I love, and I played now 8 years, and with Jerry, so I said, you know, I was blessed to do that because I see so many people, you know, and they're so kind and caring, you know.
That's
and
great.
I'll do it as long as God wants me to do it, I guess.
There you go. Well, as today's standards, you're still just a youngster. There's, you know, a lot of people go into their 80s and 90s, and they're still able to get around and play. So more power to you if you can continue that. I know that at your age, that when Gilly left you, you weren't ready to sit down and look at the four walls.
No, I was. Well, it took me a couple of years to get my bearings, so to speak, and to know what the heck I was going to do. I was 53.
Yeah.
So I didn't know. I knew I had to do something. I just couldn't sit around, and I tried singing in the church choir. Found out after a few months there that I told the people it's got nothing to do with them, but I was used to something, you know, playing for people that danced and people you know.
Entertainment.
Not saying that the church, I love the church music, but it wasn't the same.
Right. That's right.
It wasn't the same. So, you know, I'm blessed. I'm very blessed right now. I know. I say thank you, Jesus.
You bet. You bet. Well, with that, Joyce, we're going to save a little time to play some music here yet by the Country Polka Tears. And, you know, there's always so much more that we could talk about. And we'll save that for another time. I always tell you, and I have told you that before, the good Lord's willing that you and I are still here, we'll do this thing again sometime.
Yes, and I'm blessed to know you, so thank you.
Well, thank you very much, Joyce. And we want to wish you a good afternoon, and I'll talk to you off the air in just a minute, so we will see you again soon.
Okay, thank you, Si.
All right, and so there she goes, Joyce Mouse, our 430th guest on our Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM. Don't go away. We've got music coming up by the Country Polka Tears in just a minute. Larry Razavian is Out of Town Checks with our theme wrapping up right there. Our Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM, program number 440. Joyce Mouse, our guest, as we took time to remember Gilly Mouse and the Country Polka Tears, and miss him tremendously. Gilly passing away at the age of 63 on July the 12th of 2010. 22 minutes now past the hour of 12 noon, and we're going to get right into the music of the Country Polka Tears. Here is Vintage Country Polka Tears. It's the Guido Polka. Thank you. Country Polka Tears and one called the Guido Polka. And great music there by the Country Polka Tears. Always enjoyed their music, and boy, when it's taken away from you, you miss it even more. So right now it's waltz time with one called the Brewer's Waltz. Country Polka Tears and one called the Brewer's Waltz. It's old time polka time now with the Country Polka Tears, one called the Country Girl Polka. Thank you. Country Polka Tears, one called the Country Girl Polka. Gilly Mouse on the country on concertina there. And great music by the Country Polka Tears. 28 minutes past the hour of 12 noon. We are in the first portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet, always brought to us by Jeannie B's Tours out of Freeport, Minnesota. Jeannie Bonfig and the gang over there, Art and Estelle, the whole gang, yes, they do a great job. And, you know what? Jeannie sent me a text message and said you need to really talk about these holiday tours. So if your listeners are thinking about a Branson Christmas, join Jeannie and Art on November 12th for 6 days of high-spirited Christmas fa-la-la-la-la fun. Daniel O'Donnell fans will want to book this tour and the December 12th Music Mountains and Mistletoe. Both include 6 nights lodging, 10 meals, including Paula Deen's new restaurant, 6 of the best Branson shows including the Presleys, Clay Cooper, Haygoods, Grand Jubilee, Sites of Hidden Gems of the Branson area, lots of Christmas gift door prizes and holiday goodies on the coach. Jeannie and Art will host a Christmas farewell party the last night of the tour. Call Jeannie B's Tours to book that trip. 320-345-1581. Sounds like fun. Jeannie B's invites you to ride the Christmas in the Ozarks deluxe motor coaches this holiday season. Another awesome holiday getaway is departing on November 25th. Jeannie B's Tours is heading to Nashville for the Music Mountains and Mistletoe Holiday Adventure. Experience all of the highlights of this music capital. 7 nights lodging, 2 of which are at the beautiful Opryland Hotel, where you enjoy a very festive holiday dinner, followed by the Oak Ridge Boys Christmas show. You'll travel via the deluxe motor coach and enjoy a holiday river cruise dinner show and so much more in Nashville. Holiday goodies and Christmas presents, prizes, and fun on the coach will be enjoyed as you travel with Jeannie B's on a holiday adventure to remember. Seats are filling very early this year, so do not hesitate. Call Jeannie B's Tours today, 320-345-1581 for tour details. And also want to remind people about the Daycation Slot Select Tours to Jackpot Junction. Seats are available on the next tour. That's July 25th. Hop on the coach in St. Joe, Avon, Albany, Freeport, and Melrose. Call now to reserve your seats. That's Jeannie B's Tours. And yes, they proudly bring us the first portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on Chasm. 28 minutes now before the hour of 1 o'clock, 83 degrees here in central Minnesota. And some peppy music by the Country Polka Tears. They also did some sentimental tunes and country tunes. Here's one called Old Love Letters featuring Gilly and Joyce. Thank you.
precious memories, and I heard each tender word you spoke.
Gilly Mouse and the Country Polka Tears, one called Old Love Letters, and that featured Joyce on the vocal. In the final portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet, and that's always brought to us by Kevin's Countryside, home of the Hustler brand, Zero Turn Lawnmowers, located 6 miles northwest of St. Joe on County Road 3. The Hustler is the original Zero Turn Lawnmower. The Hustler helps eliminate the extra trimming and mowing of your lawn. Kevin has new Hustlers in stock. Check out the different engine and mowing deck sizes. Baggers and other attachments always available. Kevin does repair work on all makes and models, and he can sharpen your blades, change your belts and hoses, lubricants. He can do it all for you. You know, and my wife and I were cutting lawn last week one day, and so I usually get both mowers out. We have a little Raptor, and we have the big Super Z, and that's the one with the grass catcher on. And my wife, as I was cutting with the little Raptor starting out, and I kept cutting, she told me when I stopped finally, she said, "You really like my little lawnmower," because she always considers that hers. That's her little lawnmower. And, well, it's not that so much, because I really like my big Super Z, too. They're both good mowers, and depending on your application, what you have for a lawn, maybe one or the other will suit you better. So the Raptor, a little bit smaller, so it gets around the trees, gets around the tight corners where you can't get in with the bigger, wider deck. So in our case, we can use them both. And so I usually start things out with the little Raptor, and then I let her take over on that, and then I jump on Super Z. And the way things have been growing this year, we use the grass catcher all the time, pick up that grass, makes that lawn look so spiffy, so nice. You bet. And you can do the same when you head out to Kevin's and pick up a Hustler for yourself. So check out the different lines that he's got. He actually has even a smaller mower on hand. Now it's called the Dash Series. So that's the smallest one. And that would probably be for residential areas, but just as industrial built as any of them. Then you get into the Raptor Series, and that's for the medium-sized yards. And they've got the flip up where the deck flips up so you can clean out underneath. And then they get into the Zevo line. And from there, it goes into the larger lines yet. So check them out with Kevin's. Kevin will be happy to visit with you. And as always, for more information, give Kevin a call. His phone number, 320-363-7459. Kevin also carries that Eagle line of battery-powered equipment. So, yeah, my son was talking about that the other day. Wants to get one of those battery-powered self-propelled lawnmowers. 56-volt lithium battery. And, boy, those are heavy-duty and last a long time. So you can get weed trimmers, push mower. You can get the pole saw, the chainsaw, the edger. There's a whole bunch of different attachments for these battery-powered equipment. Kevin has them all. Check them out the next time you're out at Kevin's. Kevin's Countryside, proudly bringing us the final portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on Chasm. 20 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock, time for just a couple more selections. Here's a nice selection by Gillian Joyce and the Pocketeers, one called Moonlight and Roses. Country Polketeers right there with Moonlight and Roses, and Gillian Joyce, boy, they harmonized so nice together. Great combination for so many years, the Country Polketeers. Wrapping up another edition of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM.